This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Apa kabar?
大家好。
Vanakkam.
Hello.
This is Chill Out with Ongsok.
Tune in every fourth Monday of the month at 6 PM as we take you through the journey about the diverse culture, music, language, traditions, lifestyle, and of course, the delicious food we have in Malaysia.
It is a session where students can share about their life and their experience of studying here in Otago.
So, come and join us for a chilled and fun evening, brought to you by the committee members of the Otago Malaysian Students Association, OMSA.
Hello, welcome back to Chill Love with OMSA, with me, your host, Atika, and together with me today is...
Sophia!
Hello,
I'm so excited to host this alongside Atika. It's a nice spring day today.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, definitely a good time.
You can see a lot of cherry blossom, right?
Yeah,
it's so pretty.
Exactly. Speaking of which, we've got this flowery vibe in the room. It's just so pretty and it feels like clouds.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
Think? Yeah, I wonder what that could be.
So we have our two lovely guests here. We have Nayli and Zahidi here in the house.
So excited to be back here.
I'm so excited to have you guys on.
Okay, you can introduce yourself.
You want to go first?
Okay, so I'm the spring blossom here in the room. I'm Nayli, or you can call me Nayli. I hosted before with Atika, so I'm now back as a guest. And for OMSA, I'm the food officer. And hi, so next will be...
Hi, I'm Zahidi. I'm back here as a guest as well. So I'm the treasurer for OMSA. So like, I think that's pretty much it.
Yeah, he's also the other...
Spring blossom.
Nice.
How was your day so far?
Today was good. I like today's weather. It's so sunny.
It is. Compared to before, like yesterday, it's so different, right?
Yeah. Oh,
it's so windy.
The other day when it was like raining so heavily.
And gloomy.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because of...
Maybe because of us. Yeah. Spring blossom. Kidding.
It's like it's so warm today, right? So today we are back here. So with the topic about, and also before I forget, I would like to wish happy Independence Day and happy Malaysian Day. Yeah.
Yay!
As
no excited, Zaidi.
Yay!
Yay!
I don't want to like outshine your voice.
Sabang Sarawak, we love you.
Slay.
Madani slay.
Kami sayang kita. Okay. So it's the National Month. Yeah. So we celebrate the Independence Day of Malaysia and Malaysia Day. So we're going to continue about our topics that about food. Are you guys a foodie?
I am.
You are?
Yes, I have to admit that I am a foodie.
And I have to confirm, every time I'm out with Zahidi, my bank account just...
Oh, yeah.
There's no money left.
So we eat a lot.
Yeah, but it's a fun time with Zahidi.
Yeah. What is your favorite food?
You mean like in general or like... Traditional food?
Okay, we start with in general.
So in general, I like pasta or Chinese food, and Asian food as well.
Of course. How about any?
I'm thinking, no matter how far I am from home, I still am in love with nasi kerabu.
Of course.
Whoa.
Oh my god, so yum.
Yeah.
Yes, you can't get it here.
No.
Anywhere.
Yeah, I think I've only had it like once at someone's house. But
oh, really?
Yeah, that was luck.
It was luck, yeah, it is.
Nasi kerabu is Terengganu or...
Kelantan.
It's from Kelantan.
Yeah. Are you... have a little bit associated with Kelantan something?
My mom's... side.
No wonder.
In KL,
But
then like her step family lives in Kelantan. But either way, I love nasi kerabu.
Oh, that's so good. Yeah.
If I could marry nasi kerabu,
girl.
Would you marry pasta? Spaghetti?
No, I would not.
Exactly. That's not the same.
Your love has not reached the same level.
Yeah.
But yeah, on that note, not getting nasi kerabu here, mm-hmm. how does street food culture differ between Malaysia and New Zealand? And what are some iconic street food items in each country?
Is there any street food here?
I think their street food is probably like chips.
Like a food truck and stuff.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, you can see that.
Yeah,
that's how street food works in New Zealand.
I guess.
I think pretty much like the street food that I observe here is like during the Saturday's farmers market. That's the only thing I can see how the street food here. But back in Malaysia, we have like the culture is very vibrant for the street food. I think in any Asian country, because like every weekend or like every Friday night. Vendors setting up like a booth and food truck as well, and selling a lot of snacks and traditional food.
So good.
Exactly, like here. And then it differs, one more thing, it's so cheap back home. Like the street food itself is cheap. Like if you go Pasar Malam or Pasar Pagi, sell all the fried foods are so cheap. Probably like 2 ringgit, 3 ringgit. If you don't convert either way, you can get chips here for like $6.
I think it's pretty hard to find $6.
That's just cheap ones.
Yeah.
And chips? What do you mean chips? $6.
No, I think it's pretty hard to find like $6.
Oh.
Yeah, to at least.
Like in Malaysia, you can get a full meal, I guess.
Like 6 ringgit for the same. Meal.
Yeah, and nasi bajet.
I forgot about
Yeah. By the way, how do you find it? Is it hard to find food here?
Food itself is not hard, but food that caters to our taste buds, it's hard.
Yeah, it is hard.
Yeah.
I mean, especially with like the amount of spices that's in Malaysian food.
Are you satisfied with the level of spiciness here?
No. Obviously no. Because like, when I taste the food, it's like the same as bland. I'm sorry to say that.
Because for them, salt and pepper itself is already okay. We use a lot of spices in our food. And in Dunedin, we don't have any Malaysian restaurants anymore. It closed, like KL Taste, KL what? Aroma.
KL Aroma.
Is it like in Brighton Cafe?
No? Oh, I know one in Brighton Cafe.
Brighton Cafe.
It's quite far. That one's not really Malaysian though.
Yeah. And then there's only nasi lemak there. That Malaysian food.
Well, it depends on the dish. She might feel like making something else. Yeah.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah, she just makes it according to how she feels. So.
Auntie, if you're hearing this.
I'm coming now.
So you can make a request there.
I'm not sure about that, but some days it's different. But nasi lemak is like always. But some days it's like mee siam or something like that. Yeah.
Okay, we should go there. Yeah. Oh my god. Back to the topic.
What type of nasi lemak they have? I mean, is it nasi lemak with chicken or just
it's chicken. I think they have one with
prawn, I think.
Yeah, they have prawn sambal. But sometimes they have like fried chicken, or like chicken rendang. But I think you can suggest like not suggest, but you can request if you want the rendang or the fried.
That's interesting.
Going back to the topic of how hard is it to find food here, it's hard. And then like, and then one more thing, like the the food here are quite bland.
Western food.
Quite bland. So either way, Zahidi and me would still go to Asian restaurants. So because it is a lot more closer to our
taste buds.
Is there many Asian restaurants here?
There's a couple. I know like Mount Chicken, Seoul Mandurang. There's also like Harris Kitchen, Migahaku. What else, Nelly?
I actually think there's more like Asian restaurants than if you think about it.
Even there's also many Indian restaurants.
True.
But like the Indian restaurants here, girl, why is it sweet? Why is the butter chicken sweet?
Maybe. You should go to Maharaja's.
Yeah.
Is it good?
Yeah.
It is good. Maybe it is sweet because of like they want to cater to taste bud of the local here. Maybe that's why. But I think you can request.
Yeah.
No, they usually ask, oh, now I know your spice level, I'd be like, so spicy, very spicy, extremely spicy.
Yeah.
Mm. And then it's barely
spicy. Okay.
I kind of understand, because like when I'm out with my Kiwi friends, have you guys tasted Mom's Chicken, what's it called?
Mayo.
Spicy mayo?
Yeah.
The chili mayo.
Yeah, the chili mayo.
For them, it's so spicy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like, oh no. Sorry, Nadia, I can't eat that.
Oh,
and I'm like,
interesting.
Girl, this is just...
like...
Maybe back in Malaysia, because we get used to have chili, chili padi.
Yeah.
Because our mom used chili padi almost every day in every food they cook.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true.
That's why.
And then we get used to that.
Yeah, and like it's part of your upbringing as well.
Yeah. It's nice to have a spicy food, you know.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's just like bring up the some happiness in your life.
Yeah. Just like spice you like to torture yourself with spiciness.
Happy tummy.
Happy
life. Yeah.
I was about to say something else.
So different way back in Malaysia and here, it's still about food. In Malaysia, you have your family. Together with your family, you can go out or either you can have your mom's cook. But here in New Zealand, you don't have your family here. So, how you adapt with the surrounding, and how did you learn to find food or cook? Did you cook?
Yeah, I'm not. To be honest, I try. I try to cook, but not like a very bougie or what do we call a very like complex meal. I just cook like white rice and fried egg.
It's still all right.
Soy sauce.
Yeah. Soy sauce. That's it.
Honestly, yeah. It's like comfort food.
Yeah.
It's the easiest way.
Mm-hmm.
Disclaimer to our parents if they're hearing this. We eat home. We totally save money.
Yeah.
We totally don't eat out every day.
We don't starve ourselves.
Yeah,
we eat.
Yeah, we do. And the difference with here, like I get so jealous of Sophia because I would ask her, what are you eating today? Oh, my mom's cooking. Girl.
Yeah, I feel so privileged for that. Yeah,
so, to the people who doesn't know, Sophia lives here in New Zealand with her family.
Yeah.
So it's nice to have the parents here, right?
Exactly, yeah. Honestly, every day I wake up and like the lunch I bring is so exciting.
Yeah, even just now she brings the chicken rice.
Yeah, chicken rice.
Girl, what did you bring?
I don't eat yet.
Me too. Now one more thing. Zahidi, your parents cook for you?
Yeah, my mom's cooked for me like
every day.
Every day when back in Malaysia. Mm. But like the thing is, when I was in high school, I was in I'm enrolled in boarding school. So like that's like the time I didn't get much to taste my mom's cook.
Yeah.
But when I on break, like semester break or like a long term break, I will like definitely
gobble that
digging.
Is it different, your school cook and your mom's cook?
Oh. It's totally different.
Yeah. Girl, like,
how different
about
is it?
A mother's ay tangan.
Nothing compares.
What's the difference?
Is it bland?
It's not like bland, but I think it's a little bit like appetizeness, I would say. Because like I think like the appetizeness of like the food in my boarding school is not like as appetizing as my mom's cook. Like sometimes there's like one time a meal with like rice. I don't remember like the meal, but they serve with fish, like fried fish something, and then the fish is like so hard.
Oh.
But I could barely eat. And
you're like, girl, what is a 15-year-old gonna do with this?
Yeah,
my mom, every time I tell my mom like she has good cooking, she'll always say like, even if your mom cooks an egg, it tastes better. So like, it's the love.
It's actually true.
It's true. Let's get our moms to battle with Gordon Ramsay. We think I'm 100% sure our mom's gonna win.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah.
Gordon Ramsay, you got nothing on.
Ramsay, you better watch out. As if he's hearing this.
And talking about the I have a different upbringing compared to Zaidi. I went to a normal day-to-day school. So I got to taste my mom's food and learn how to cook.
Jealous.
Mm-hmm. Yo, girl. But then, I learned nothing. I came here and all. I still eat good food, I think. I cooked nasi goreng for Atika once. How was it?
It's so good. I mean, it's really good that I asked for the recipe from Nelly.
Yeah, you have to make it for us now.
You should be proud of yourself.
Yeah. And then after that, no, it's just nasi and rice and the low fried egg.
And then soy sauce.
But it's still good. Nelly is a food officer, you know.
Exactly.
I mean, she's lying if she said that she doesn't know how to cook. I mean, I've been craving the Malaysian food for so long. I mean, do you remember during the welcome gathering?
Yeah.
We cooked chicken rice, right?
Yeah, it was so good.
Yeah, at that time, I was craving for chicken rice. And the Omsa team, Nelly and Hafiz, cook it. So, it's delivered, satisfied my craving.
You should be proud of yourself.
Yeah.
Yes. But Zaidi did the condiments, the soy sauce.
I just do the soy sauce and the chili sauce.
But it's good.
It's good.
It's so good.
Yeah. We can open a restaurant.
And the chili was actually spicy and it was so good. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
I think, Omsa's starting to get famous for spicy.
Yeah. Spicy level of Omsa. I think you guys can do can open a restaurant here.
Yeah. Mm. We're going to charge $20 for a meal.
Yes, as we should.
Yeah.
That's
actually pretty cheap. That's normal.
That's still cheap, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Especially for a good hearty Malaysian meal.
Mm.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm sure you guys are going to be
rich. Zahidi, start the business proposal now.
I will.
You guys can do it.
He's the treasurer.
Yeah. So he's going to be good at
I forgot about that.
Oh my god. Okay, it's such an interesting topic.
Yeah,
this
is good.
So, Ouch. Because I'm laughing so bad. So, we know that there are, back in Malaysia, we have many fast food. We have KFC, we have McDonald's. Mm-hmm. We call it McD.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We have Tea Life, we have Sing Fu Tang, I guess.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Oh,
Sing Fu
Tang. So young.
We have Hot and Roll. We have many of the, what do we call? Fast food restaurant available. Mm. So, compared to here, is it as many as back in Malaysia? And do you
go to them and eat?
Rindu it?
Miss them.
Yeah. The
just
fast food
rindu,
restaurant.
Rindu. Guys, the word of the day today is rindu, which means I miss you. I rindu you. Saya rindu awak. I miss you.
You miss me? What is this drama?
Yeah. Okay,
it's turning into
topic.
A drama podcast.
Zahidi, what do you feel about the fast food here?
I think for the fast food, there's a couple of international brands KFC, McDonald's. Here we call it Macca's.
Macca's.
Oh. Yeah, I started to learn about this when I started to cook here.
Yeah.
And then we have Wendy's, Anything. And then we have Burger King in Meridian Mall.
Taco Bell.
In North Dunedin.
Pizza Hut,
Domino's. And then what else? If we talk about
Cha Time.
Cha Time. There's only Cha Time here.
No Tea Light.
There used to be Gong Cha, but
Cha
Time, Cha Time ruled. Because everyone was just going to Cha Time because Cha Time was first.
Okay, I'm gonna go to Cha Time.
Back to the topic. Oh my god, let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go.
I think that's pretty much it. There is a lot.
I guess you count burger fuel.
But we don't have it back home.
Yeah, we don't have.
Yeah, that one's a New Zealand company.
Yeah, so. Yeah, true.
I think, do I miss fast food back home? at a certain extent I do, because we do have like Malaysian menus.
Yeah. Like I heard this
Nasi lemak McD.
Yeah, and like for Chinese New Year, Macca's does like their prosperity burger.
Yeah.
True. And there's always like a seasonal menu in each like any fast food restaurant.
Even KFC, right?
Yeah, true.
What they have? I didn't remember.
I think they have like the bowls.
Oh.
Different bowls.
Loaded
bowl. Potato bowls.
Yeah, like that.
The type of chicken. They have like golden salted chicken or something.
I remember. Tenders one?
I think that one is during the Chinese New Year.
Yeah. Wow.
Because it's golden egg. Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
What are your thoughts on the menu? Macca's menu and KFC menu.
Here? They doesn't do like as much as Malaysia, because like they pretty much serve the same menu like 24/7, 365 days, no difference. Like classic cheeseburger and then fries.
They do have hot and spicy now.
Oh, really?
The KFC. Yeah, it's a seasonal thing.
Get it
before it's over. Yeah,
okay.
It's quite good. It's not like the same level as Malaysia, but like, you know, it's
it's still good. Spicy.
There's some spice in it.
Okay. I will buy it.
I think Taco Bell. I think Taco Bell just opened in Malaysia like a year ago.
Yeah.
So I'm not really sure about it. But I love McD. Chicken.
The Malaysian.
They don't have chicken, girl.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
Yeah.
The spicy level between the McDonald's chicken, fried chicken, and KFC fried chicken back in Malaysia, McDonald's fried chicken is the spicy.
It's a bit more.
Yeah.
Like the chicken McSpicy.
Yeah. It's too spicy, you know?
There's a chain restaurant. What is it called? The mac and cheese. And then they have spaghetti. Actor yang memang tak ada lelaki.
Alisata. Yeah.
What is it called?
Pasta panas.
Pasta panas.
I think.
Miss that.
In Malaysia?
Yeah.
I haven't tried it yet.
Is that a fast food place?
Is it? It's kind of...
it's still new. It's Pasta new. Panas.
But then there's a lot of chain. It's a chain restaurant. It's quite... I miss that.
Never heard of that one.
Yeah, because it's...
Girl, let's go.
Yeah, we should go.
Yeah, we should go. Let's go.
Yeah,
I think it's like a local restaurant, isn't it? A local fast food chain.
I think so.
Yeah, okay.
Kind of like a burger feel.
Yeah,
it makes sense.
But it's mac and cheese.
Yeah, mac and cheese. And
interesting.
Like westernized.
I guess it's just based in KL. I guess. It's just started to growing up.
In KL.
Yeah, I haven't had that back in my hometown.
Let's go, girl. Come to my house.
Just try pasta pandas.
We're trying other things.
Okay.
I mean, like, your favorite food is pasta, right?
Yeah.
You might like it.
Yeah.
And it's so hefty. It's so heavy.
It's served in the box. Like a big box. It's like this.
That's so interesting. Like, I can't imagine it right now.
You should try when you come to Malaysia.
My house.
Let's go. House.
All four of them.
Okay. Since Sophia living here for a while, I mean... For her whole life.
Yeah.
Is it like the fast food restaurant have a seasonal menus? Except the hot and spicy burgers from KFC.
I guess like our seasonal menu is like not exactly the menu itself. But, you know, we have stuff like the Monopoly.
Yeah,
which is always an exciting thing, because I guess after school, we always try to win something. It's like, it's gambling for sure.
I'm totally...
it's something like fun from my childhood, I guess. Other than that, I think I didn't really grow up on fast food that much. I think because it's not... You know, it's not a really big thing here.
Yeah.
But for us, it was fish and chips. And because, like, I used to go to school in South D, it's, like, rows and rows of, like, Chinese fish and chip shops. And those are always...
It's very yum.
Yeah, it's so yum. And, you know, call them greasies. They're just good. Yeah. So yeah, not really exactly the fast food that we would imagine, but
you know. So another difference in culture. Back home, it's so big. Like every seven, 8 minutes you drive, you'll see a McD.
McDonald's.
And so far, people will be lining up.
If not McD, we have small stall around the street. I mean, they sell the fried chicken, chicken,
ayam bok,
ayam madu,
ayam gunting,
abang
bok, isn't it?
Abang bok. If you want to taste ayam gunting, if people who hear us, if you want to taste ayam gunting, if you want to know how does it taste like, you can try chatam fried chicken.
It's so good.
It's just pretty much
You need to cut it.
That's why they call ayam gunting.
Because it's
chicken breast, fried chicken breast, and then they cut it with the scissors.
Gunting is scissors.
Yeah, gunting is
so
scissors.
So it's like, it's kind of like chicken katsu.
It's
much the same,
It is, actually.
And if I had chicken katsu before?
That's something to try. It might be similar to your ayam gunting.
It's interesting.
So, moving on. moving on from food, but going more into beverages. How does the beverage culture, including teas, coffees, and traditional drinks, differ between Malaysia and New Zealand?
I would say, do you want to go first?
Okay. I feel over here, everybody's drinking tea.
Back home,
it's not much. Like my workplace, because I'm working with older people. Tea time, everybody's drinking tea.
Interesting.
Wow. Yeah. And then back home, over here, I think they drink it more to decompress, relax. Back home is just sweet, full on sugar, half cup sugar, like Starbucks. Everybody's getting sweet drinks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. Like coffee back home, it's so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Over here, it's like actual coffee.
Mm-hmm. They don't add additional sugar in it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. And then even, I think it goes back to our traditional drinks, beverage. Like sirap bandung, what else? It's so sweet.
Chendol.
Teh tarik.
Does it consider drink?
It's kind of a drink.
But drink, because you can still...
And then what else do we have? ABC.
I think... Malaysia is just...
We love our sugar.
And then... diabetes.
That's another topic. Maybe we should see that. But all I know is Malaysia is okay, let's not talk about that.
I heard because my mom just went back to Malaysia. Mm-hmm. I heard there's a black pink Starbucks drink.
There is. But I think that drink is only available in a few of Asian countries.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we don't get here in New Zealand.
Asian supremacy.
But I guess related to the fast food thing with the seasonal options. We don't really get any seasonal Starbucks stuff. Because I think people here are not super into their Starbucks. They're more of going to cafes.
True.
They love aesthetic.
Back in Malaysia, we very crazy use Starbucks.
And it's so expensive.
Yeah, but people still buy it.
Yeah. Girl, give me the 20 ringgit on my Starbucks.
It's because of the aesthetic or
I
just
think
the drink?
I think back home, everybody is more to... what is it called? They want to seem very...
lavish.
Lavish life. They would really... attend or conform to all the trends that's going on. Over here, I don't think so.
No.
It's not a thing.
And even if people here, even if they have a lot of money, they don't really show it.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't really know who you know, it's kind of good, you know.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah,
youngsters. Oh, we are also young. Save money. Inflation is here.
Yep.
Inflation is real.
Inflation is real.
What am I saying?
I mean, it's pretty true, though. I mean, I'm sure your grocery shopping has been feeling the hit.
Yeah.
Mm. How your grocery shopping compared to Malaysia?
Compared to Malaysia, okay, like, to be honest, Malaysia is, like, pretty much, like, expensive if we talk about, like, the proportion of the groceries. Mm-hmm. It's like, sometimes 50 ringgit, we cannot get a lot of things compared to $50.
Mm-hmm.
But right now in New Zealand, we, like, experiencing inflation, like, very...
Very
impactful.
Yeah,
I think, like, I still remember when I first came here, like, last year, like, the food is, like, pretty much reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
But when I start to discover the inflation, when it is near to the end of the year, when I discover that the chicken breast is, like, getting expensive, and then the egg is also getting more expensive.
Oh, yeah.
As well.
Egg.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's the starting point that I discovered, like, oh, New Zealand, like, groceries shopping here, like, become much more expensive.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Even now.
Yeah, even
last
then.
Time, it's like a week I would spend $30. Now it's like
$50
on my groceries. Yeah. It's just a lot, a $20 jump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True. And then I started to notice like $50, we also couldn't get a lot of stuff also.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just the
save
adult
money again.
Yeah. The adult life. Oh, yeah, maybe. But be honest, Zaidi, back home, who does the groceries? Your mom or you?
My mom.
Okay.
But sometimes I offer her a lift, so like I go with her, like pasar pagi, like what do we call, like morning market?
Farmers market.
And then like accompany here, like buy
you can get cheap
vegetables
stuff, right?
And then like meat, and then what else? And then like spices.
And then the veggies.
Yeah.
Sometimes they sell plants too.
Flowers
in a pot.
Yeah.
But my mom's is not into that.
Save money. Go, let's go.
So let's we take a rest for a bit and let's enjoy song from Katy Perry, Hot and Cold.
Yay.
Wow.
Because you're hot and you're cold.
Welcome back. That's Katy Perry, Hot and Cold. Yeah.
Very suits with our topic.
It's cold in here, but hot in Malaysia. Okay.
No. I'm hot. You're cold. You're cool. No, you're hot.
And you're cold. Oh.
Okay. Let's continue with next topic.
So our next topic's about your upbringing. So we just want to know, you know, how was your upbringing back in Malaysia and how are you going through adulthood?
Oh my god, adulthood.
we're still 18, Sophia.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Well, I'm 22. Just physically 22.
No, you just turned 17.
Yeah, do you want to start first?
Yeah, I think it's an interesting topic because Zaidi and me have different upbringing. Like, Zaidi mentioned he was in boarding school and I'm in a day-to-day school.
Mm-mm.
For me, I didn't really have that much independence back in high school. Like, Zaidi did because he was away from his parents for, like, quite a lengthy amount of time.
Mm.
But I can say that, in a sense, I was independent as well because my parents weren't home. So I had to, really learn my stuff. But then it's not as independent as Zaidi.
Mm.
Yeah.
So, and then college. I think college really helped, like, learning how to be independent, and especially with expenses. Expenses, like, how much to spend, blah, 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 and stuff like that. And then I live in KL, and my college was in Bangi. It was literally 20-minute drive.
That's not that far.
Yeah. And Zaidi lives in Terengganu, and his college is in KL.
Yeah.
Yeah. What I would say like my adult life has been quite hard because you've been given this sum of money, like lump sum of money, and you're just like, oh my God, I'm so rich.
And then at the end of the
and
month,
I'm like, oh my God, I'm so poor.
We can relate to that.
Yeah.
How about you, Zaidi?
Yeah. For like the upbringing, after I finished my primary school, mm-hmm. I straight away go to like boarding school
mm-hmm.
when I was 13.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and
wow.
then until I 17. And then... after I 17, I continue my college life, mm-hmm. which also again, live away from my parents.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's how kind of like, teach me how to be independent. Because mm-hmm. like during my high school, I have to do like my own laundry and then I have to iron my own clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to like, you know, like, take care of my own food mm-hmm. as well. Because yeah. like my mom, is not with me anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Not like anymore.
Well,
like,
I mean, yeah.
not you girl.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. yeah.
Girl.
Not by my side. So it's kind of like my responsibility to watch mm-hmm. out like my mm-hmm. food, my expenses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah, over the time, I learning like how to like keep my expenses. Like even though I'm still like,
I gave him the look.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty much how I
it's easier up. To transition for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I think it's easier to transition and also adapt with mm-hmm. like living away with my parent. And also like I enrolled at a boarding school that very far from my home.
Mm-hmm.
It's like
is it in KL?
No, it's not in KL. It's like in another state because like I live in Kuala Terengganu.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was in Form 1 until Form 3,
mm-hmm.
I enrolled in a school in Besut, which is like the border at Kelantan.
Mm-hmm.
So like it's like 2 hours, like 3 hours drive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's still far.
Yeah, and then when I was in Form 4 until Form 5 mm-hmm. for my SPM or like for my what do we call upper secondary?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I enrolled. In another school, mm-hmm. which is in Malacca, another state,
uh-huh.
and
it's
another
like,
side of peninsula of
uh-huh,
Malaysia.
Uh-huh. Mm.
So yeah, it's getting farther and further. It's getting further,
and
then
mm.
During my college life, and I enrolled in Subang Jaya Taylor's College.
Subang boy.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, he's not. He's not like, and okay,
yes.
Let's not be controversial. But
wow, that's another topic. Yeah. So like during my, if I got like a short break during mm-hmm. my high school period, mm-hmm. I did not go home because like it's very far to
yeah.
travel. And
mm-hmm.
then sometimes if I travel, like it kind of like take a whole day as well
mm-hmm.
to get to home. So it's kind of like, pointless.
Yeah,
if it's the purpose.
It's not worth it.
Yeah.
Mm.
So yeah. So I try to like always like catching up with my parents by phone call or like, text.
Mm.
Yeah. That's how like I always like keep in touch with them.
Ooh.
Yeah.
But knowing how hard Zaidi's life is away from his parents, I feel now that you're like the other side of the world.
Yeah.
It's a lot more harder.
Yeah, yeah. True.
Right.
Yeah, because like when I'm studying here, mm-hmm. it's not like just about like being independent. It's also like adapting with the culture.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like yeah. adding the burden with my state right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So like I have like started to learn like how does the world, how does the system works here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then for me, personally, it's like back home. Doesn't matter if you're in a different state, you still have friends there.
Yeah, yeah.
Like here, you feel so lonely. Mm. It's a type of loneliness that
depression.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Let's not expose myself.
Yeah.
I have the mental capacity to be here.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's so lonely. It's a type of loneliness that you can't like. It's hard to comprehend at first
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm, because. You can't meet your parents. Like, back home, oh, I'm so lonely. Can you, like, come
yeah.
meet me?
Oh, yeah.
Like, here, like, how is my mom going to come here?
Yeah.
She's just going to say, girl, just stay strong. You know,
yeah.
that's what I'm
yeah,
saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right,
for
right.
them to
true.
Come here, like, it take 2 days to come here.
Yeah.
Yeah,
mm.
true.
It's not a whole day.
It's pointless.
It's just 2 days.
even like friends, I know that, okay, all of us are friends, okay? Yeah. Like, okay, 1, 2, 3. I have 3 friends now. Right, okay. It gets lonely. Mm-mm. Even if you have friends. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
does that make sense?
Yeah, it's true. But sometimes friends are also busy with like uni stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With their personal life. Mm-hmm. So like, if we talk about like catching up, like mm-hmm. it's not like as much as high school year, because like when I would live in boarding school, mm-hmm. I literally like live with my friends, and mm-hmm. then I always meet my friends face during if I'm studying in class or mm-hmm. if I'm eating at my dormitory. Mm-hmm. So like I always meet my friends, so it's like kind of different here. Yeah.
You could just roll to the other side of the bed and be like, hey.
Yeah. 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 True.
Yeah, you have to actually make an effort to, you know, meet people.
Yeah, true. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then, like, here, I feel like I'm a puzzle piece that isn't a wrong puzzle. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, get me? Because it's harder to connect with people.
Yeah,
and
true.
Harder to... because differences in, not language, maybe, like, humor-wise.
Yeah, true.
And then also,
yeah. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes people that enroll here, they kind of like establish their own cliques. Mm-hmm. You get what I mean? Like mm-hmm. they already like have their own friends that mm-hmm. also come together here. Mm-hmm. And they also, if they don't have friends, they also like have that their own partner as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's kind of like
just like girl, I want to be your friend.
Yeah, yeah, kind of like challenging. Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah.
But see, we're still trying to adapt here, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, true.
Mm-hmm. Even like it's been a year living here, yeah, it's mm-hmm. still
challenging,
yeah,
and interesting.
You have to be. Are you an extrovert or introvert, you guys?
For me, I think I can level myself as introvert,
mm-hmm.
but sometimes
depends on the
people. Depends on the people. I can get extrovert.
Yeah,
I think same. Yeah,
I think I'm kind of like ambivert, like mm-hmm. mixture like, of introvert and extrovert. Mm-hmm. But I kind of like into introvert more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah. I only become extrovert for like some kind of people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah,
not everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but like coming here, you have to be extrovert.
Yeah.
Which drains my social energy.
It is.
I have to be like, guys, hi. Like my head is like, oh, I don't want to say hi.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How about you, Sophia? Like, you've been living here?
Yeah. How about you? Yeah.
I think that I relate to that in a sense where that's just uni.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in high school, I could see the same friends every day. I didn't really have to put in an effort mm-hmm. to, you know, make new friends because mm-hmm. I've had the same friends for 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then going to university, we're all studying different things. You all have different timetables. It's really hard to meet them. And on top of that, I want to be able to make new friends. But as you said, I have to be an extrovert in order mm-hmm. to do that.
Yeah.
And it's been pretty hard. Like, yeah. I think you really have to, like, put yourself into, you know, a social situation, maybe, you know, go join a club, do all these extra stuff. Like, if you don't do that, then it's kind of hard to meet friends.
Yeah.
How about you?
Yeah.
Me? Cherry blossom baby.
I think I just make friends in the lecture hall.
Really?
Yeah.
Because she's a first year.
Yeah.
I still,
have time.
I still get used to the people.
If you're third year, everybody is lifeless.
Yeah, true.
Nobody.
Because by then, everyone already has friends. By
mm-hmm. Yeah.
But sadly, my friends, this is their final year, so.
Oh.
That's so sad.
So I need to make a new friend next year.
It's okay.
You still have time.
Yeah. Hope so.
True.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But what has been the hardest part of adulthood, you think?
The hardest part?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, being broke.
I think, you have to...
Because, like, I never, like, when I'm in high school, I never, like, been so stressed out about money.
Uh-huh.
But when I started to adulthood, because I obviously didn't ask for my parents' money anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because like I live on my own right mm-hmm. now. So like when I didn't have enough money or I have very low money at the end of the month, so I started to stress, stressing out to like I have to ration my food.
Uh-huh.
As well. Yeah. Oh. That's how I kind of like very stressful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, the whole budgeting and like everything. It's so stressful.
Yeah, sure.
Because you have to think, do I want to live until, do I need this money to pay rent or do I want to eat? Sometimes.
But I always choose to eat.
Yeah. Because Zahidi and I are working as well, part-time.
Yeah.
It's still not enough, girl.
Yeah, true. Yeah, adding up to the expensive groceries here.
Yeah.
It's kind of like draining my money a lot.
And the rent here is quite high as well.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
I think the whole stress part is the biggest part on like being broke. And another thing is like being so tired. Being so tired, right?
Yeah.
Being an adult, you have all of these things on your mind.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to think about all of this back home because I have my mother. I was like, Mom, I just want to eat. Like that, right?
And then your mom cooked for
like,
you.
Like, okay, right. Yeah. Now, you have to think about, there's so many things on your plate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. True. Then you have to think about your own food, then your own, what do we call, like, how to manage your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, because we're balancing both studying and working. I think that's a new thing added in our lives.
Yeah.
Right.
True.
And every time I see Zahidi, I'm just like, Zahidi, you need rest.
Same. Time I see you.
No, I'm like, and I'm like, no, we're doing so good.
We're in delusional.
This semester, like, every time we meet each other, we're just feeding each other's delusional. We're just like, delusion. We're just like, Zahidi, you're so smart. Like, and then he will be like, yeah, you're so smart. The reason you didn't get full marks is because, like, he didn't see a vision. The lecturer did. I'm like, yeah, that's so true, Zahidi.
Oh, my God. I think that's how we still survive.
You need that.
Delulu is the solulu. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. We need that.
Okay, before, you know, what if you could give advice to anyone who's going into adulthood, what would be, you know, your like two-word piece of advice?
I would say it's okay to be scared. It's okay to make mistake because I would say when you make mistake, you also learn something.
Mm-hmm.
So I would just say, it doesn't matter if you lose something, but you also gain something at the same time.
That's so insightful.
It is quoted by Taylor Swift.
Queen herself.
For me, especially for introverted people, I don't like change. But I feel like once, if you're going through the same thing, you're traveling into another, studying in another country, you need to be comfortable with change and be okay with difficult situations because that's when you grow.
Yeah.
Because if you're not growing, you're dying. You get it?
Right.
You're slowly.
Yeah.
And if, because you need to be in difficult situations to make friends and also to actually, like Zahidi said, learn from your mistakes and stuff like that.
Mm-mm.
And also, it's okay to cry. Like, I cry every single week. You know? It's okay. Just.
That's the way you express yourself.
Yeah, true.
You don't let it. Like, everybody's going through the same thing. So don't feel like you're alone.
Yeah, true.
No, that's good.
This is nice piece of advice for them.
Yeah, especially for like us because we're almost in that, you know, going through that door of adulthood.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
they
will do great.
Yeah, you will do great. But the thing is, when we see our advisors, they're just like, this girl is like so lying.
It's not lying. It's just you try.
You know,
it's
advice for yourself as well.
Yeah, it's just for yourself as well. Mm-hmm. So before we ended up our session, we have our rapid fire questions for you guys.
Spicy.
Just a few questions.
Let's see if we're compatible.
Okay.
I will ask you a question. You can answer it at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is the question. Nasi lemak or roti canai?
Roti canai. Are we counting?
I want nasi lemak.
Okay, you know, I will say lemak. Roti canai.
Mm. Okay. I will count it for you so it's easy.
Okay.
Teh tarik or Milo? 1, 2, 3.
Milo.
Oh, you're so different.
Okay, laksa or tom yum? 1, 2, 3.
Laksa.
Tom yum. We're not compatible.
Okay. Okay, this is a question, not a choosing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What is the Malay word for rice? 1, 2, 3.
Nasi. Girl, we are so cultured. We are cultured. Imagine if you didn't know what.
Oh my god.
I would start beating.
Okay, this is the hot question.
Okay.
What is Malaysian national dish? 1, 2, 3.
Nasi lemak.
Oh my god. We totally knew what was the answer.
Yeah, this is from the question, a rapid fire for today. Mm-hmm. So thank you guys for joining us. It's such a good session.
No, but thank you. Yeah.
You guys brought the vibes.
Yeah.
And the cherry blossoms.
Yeah, it's so warm. I feel the warmness.
Yeah, the fuzzy. Yeah.
Thank you, Nelly and Zahidi, for joining us for today. Mm-hmm. And thank you, Sophia, for joining us as a host. As a host.
Well, thank you for hosting as well.
It's fun to meeting you guys.
Yeah, I have fun too, meeting you guys.
Yeah. Thank you for hosting. It was such a fun session for us to talk about. And me and Zahidi didn't feel any sort of like... It was very smooth. It's very chill.
It's
a chilliest session we had.
True. That's the point of our session right now.
That's just us, Zahidi. Just kidding. I feel like when people are listening to this, they think that we are actually...
What?
Girl. No, we are.
Don't initiate things.
One last thing. Mm-hmm. Are you final year student?
We are in our
final year and final semester.
So really adulthood.
It's getting nearer.
I guess me and Sophia are gonna see you in KL then. And you guys gonna
fit pasta.
Yeah, pasta panas.
Pasta panas. Pasta panas.
Oh, come, I'll pick you up.
You're driving, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, don't let Zahidi drive.
Is there something?
No, he's very fast and furious. But actually, I am also fast and furious.
Gonna match the KL vibe, you know?
It's match with the KL
vibe. Yeah.
But KL has too many traffic jam.
It has like the biggest roundabout in the world, doesn't it? Fun fact for the day.
Okay, I don't know.
Hear that.
Listen to that.
So wrap up from today. Thank you guys for joining us and see you in the next podcast. Bye.
Apa kabar?
大家好.
Konnichiwa.
Hello. This is Chill Out with Onsa.
Tune in every fourth Monday of the month at 6 p.m. as we take you through the journey about the diverse culture, music, language, traditions, lifestyle, and of course, the delicious food we have in Malaysia.
It is a session where students can share about their life and their experience of studying here in Otago.
So, come and join us for a chilled and fun evening, brought to you by the committee members of the Otago Malaysian Students Association, OMSA.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.